Okay, welcome everybody to our call today called Enlightened 2012. My name is Damien Sen and it's a great pleasure having you on the line today. In a few moments from now, I'll be introducing our very special guest, Brad Carrigan. But before I do, please allow me to share how this call will work today, particularly if this is your first peopleyoushouldmeet.com call that you've tuned into. Now, we're going to be on the call for around about an hour, and over the course of the hour, I'll be asking Brad a whole series of different questions on our topic. Some of the questions will be my own, but the vast majority of questions will have actually been submitted in through our site by you, our listeners. Now, I've been really keen and excited about doing a call on 2012 for some time now, but I hadn't really found the right person to actually co-facilitate that call with me. And it was only when the lovely Katrina, my collaborative partner on the People You Should Meet project, actually came across Brad's work and showed it to me, and we both immediately had an intuitive hit that Brad was the guy to interview and share insights into this topic. He's got a phenomenal background in terms of the times that we're in, and also like a real heart-centered approach to sharing his insights. So like, we instantly just warmed to him and knew he was the perfect guy to explore this topic with. Now, Brad Carrigan is a visionary author, teacher and recording artist. And it's a great pleasure to welcome him to the call and to explore this fascinating topic. How are you doing there, Brad?
Great. Thank you so much for having me, and thank you to your listeners for listening.
Great. Now, I guess, Brad, so much has been said about this time of 2012, and I get you to say with our listeners, like, some people may have only just recently been exposed to the idea of 2012, some maybe much more versed, but I was just wondering if you could actually share your understanding of this time that we're in right now.
Well, 2012 has many aspects to it. There's the great revealing that's mentioned in the Mayan calendar and the Mayan belief system, the times of great revealing. And so that has a certain depth to it and understanding when we get into what are we revealing and why. The other aspects are the thing that everyone likes to talk about, the doom and gloom or the cataclysmic aspect, which is the part of the transformation. And then the other is the spiritual transformation, how we're going to evolve beyond 2012 and how we're going to do the all of the things that allow us to get higher into our evolutionary state. So when we combine the three elements, it all represents 2012, because 2012 on its own is the revealing of our past. Who are we? Who are we really? Where did we come from? Why are we here, spiritually speaking? And, you know, understanding and getting deeper into that understanding helps shine the light on the dark elements of our society and our dark elements of the civilization at this point that's creating all the problems that we're facing in this evolutionary process. Because I think what people should know is that we have two sets of DNA, and the two sets of DNA are the physical DNA that we have in our body that is, you know, with us and identifies us as individual to a degree, and that DNA has also, the human DNA also integrates all of the races of humankind right now. And in that DNA, there has been the master geneticists that have come and manipulated that DNA about 200,000 years ago when we deviated from the primate. That was the missing link. And then the other side of it is the fact that we're, you know, the tachyon light energy. So the tachyon light energy is an interesting aspect as well, because the aura or energy field within all life forms is made up of this tachyon light energy or tachyon light particles. And this is a scientific term that's used by the physicists. So tachyon light particles or the energy that make up the main elements or the particles of the atom, the neuron cells, etc. But this energy, this light, interconnects all the cells And that light actually is the microcosm of the universal being, or the cell of life. Or we could look at it as our connection to the living library of the universe.
Mm.
So that becomes who we really are. So in this physical domain of the third dimension, which is this density of our evolution, which is part of our, it's like the container to develop this spiritual connection,
mm.
we get lost in the illusions.
Mm.
And the illusions are the things that are created by the lower evolved self.
Mm.
And it keeps us from understanding who we really are.
Mm.
So when we expand this cell, this tachyon light energy into the physical mass or density, this energy then expands into the macrocosm of the universe.
Mm.
So the tiny cell particle of light becomes the macrocosm of the universe and interconnects everything.
Mm.
So understanding that is how we understand where we've come from, because there's lots of higher evolved beings that are our brothers and sisters of the light that have helped us and guided us through eons and through our different civilizations. A lot of the Vedic depictions of deities are actually light teachers that have come and tried to help us, and different incarnations are in fact the light teachers to a degree, depending which ones. So when we see this and how it all integrates, there's been this battle going on of our lower self, this density here, and who wants to control this density. So 2012 becomes this battle of understanding. It becomes a battle on, like, when we start looking at all the things that have been happening in the world lately, it kind of creates, a reality check. So the revealing is this time of understanding of who we really are and exposing, shining a light on the dark, the dark side, the dark lower density elements that want to keep us and our attention on the lower self.
Mm.
The fact that, the mark of the beast, they say, is the mark that's on the forehead. They say the 666 or whatever that is.
Mm.
And it's not such a physical mark as it is where we put our attention.
Mm.
So if we put our attention on the lower self and all of the things that are created by the lower density elements like the Illuminati, et cetera, through the music or through the things that they create or to distract us, the wars, the problems, then we start to keep our focus there. And that becomes the Antichrist.
Mm.
That becomes our connection. But if we transcend that sixth chakra and instead of putting our attention outward on that level and go through the Sarastra chakra, the top chakra, and start connecting to the higher dimensions through our connection with the Kundalini awakening or our spiritual understanding, as that happens, we start going into the higher dimensions and connecting to the living library of the universe. Because it's divided into multiple ethereal planes or dimensions. But this tachyon light energy, which is our spiritual self, transcends these planes as we evolve.
Mm.
So there's about 13 different dimensions that correspond with the 12 chakras and the Kundalini, which makes 13 as well. So we actually can connect with all of those.
Mm-hmm.
And
lots of people have probably certainly curious about the Mayans and how they could actually tune into this time. And has that got something to do with accessing this living library?
Well, yeah. I mean, in reality, the Mayans believe, the ancient Mayans and the ancestral heritage of the Mayans believe that the Mayan calendar they did not create. They believe it was given to them from the descendants of Atlantis, which are their forefathers. And so the Atlanteans also got that knowledge. No one created that knowledge on this earth. I mean, the calendar and everything is from a galactic perspective that we have we sitting here on earth, we do not understand the galaxies the way that calendar was created. It's common sense.
Mm.
So there's a lot, the Mayan calendar has become the new religion, or, it's just another, people have to be careful. I mean, it's good to use that information. It's beautiful information, but let's, again, keep it in perspective of what it is. We have to be our own guru. We have to really start going inward to find our truth and balance so that we can connect to what that the higher consciousness is and the pure element of truth. And then that guides us. That tells us everything we want to know.
It certainly seems that that's the theme of our times. I guess in times past, there's been a real emphasis on finding that guru outside of ourselves, and it certainly feels as if that time has shifted to the inner journey and
inward,
the connection
yeah.
With that divine light.
Well, I agree, and I think what we're finding is that, you know, we have to be humble, and and understand that it starts with humility. And really, we shouldn't be following any gurus or any dogmas, because there are, right now there's just so many. It's the new business of spirituality. You know, there's everybody's a master, everybody's a guru, everybody's whatever, and we have to understand. It's just like, you know, the self-proclaimed masters. I mean, a lot of them are that. And, you know, it's like putting a Mercedes-Benz logo around your neck and calling yourself a car. You can't self-proclaim yourself to be something you're not.
Right.
And you can't go and take and do a course and become a certificate enlightened master. I mean, enlightenment, this is such a stupid concept. And it shows where we are in our evolution. We have to get out of this. This is the new consciousness. That's not real. It's all our ego, and we're staying in this state of illusion. And the illusion keeps us at this lower density. We have to let go of this and stop trying to be something. Just be your connection to the divine. Connect, be your own guru. Go directly within and imbibe those qualities of light. And when we realize that we are that light particle, and that's our connection, and through that, why do we have to go to take a course and pay $5,000 to wear a hat or to wear saffron robes? Or, you know, it's just, it becomes a business of the spirit, and it doesn't resonate. When you have attached money, I mentioned this earlier, it's just when we attach money to spirituality, it loses its frequency. It cannot vibrate at a higher frequency because, you know, in the higher frequencies and realms and dimensions, there is no money. There's nothing to do with money. So it's only in this lower density that we resonate in this, oh, money this, money that, and people want to make a living, so I'll sell spirituality or an aspect of it. But, you know, if we look at one of the metaphors of the, you know, the Christian religion, and, you know, of Jesus, when he went into the temple and started throwing down all of the, you know, the people that were selling things in that temple, whatever that meant. But what I get out of it is just the reality of, we can't attach spiritual to money. I mean, it's ridiculous to do that. So the churches that do it, the, you know, all of these, this, you know, the self-proclaimed masters and all of these businesses that have sprung up in the last 10, 15 years of, you know, whatever they're called, and, you know, I'm not going to pick on anyone, but they all are money-oriented, and they're not spirit-oriented. They're usually power-oriented. And they said this has been the problem of our evolution, because we've always attached to these false teachings, whether the dogma of the church or the dogma of whatever it is, the religion, I follow that, I'm attached to that. We have to get out of that. That's an illusion. We're attached to the light through our own connection to the divine, and then we all integrate as one drop in the ocean of the divine consciousness. That's what we are. And any other teaching or anything that tells us opposite can't be true. And don't believe what I say. Just if it vibrates, you know it's true. And if it doesn't vibrate, then you'll know it's not. So if it vibrates on the right frequency. So truth vibrates, and if it's not truth, it won't.
I guess that's why they call it the ring of truth, because it does move every way through the being.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah. Now, Brad, I know many people on the call are actually fascinated about your background and how you've come to explore all these different different elements of this time of Great Awakening, from the spiritual aspects to really also understanding the denser frequencies and the sort of the physical realms of money and also of changing climate patterns and earth changes. And I was just wondering if you could actually share with people your own personal journey at how you managed to really, really tune into these times and actually synthesize all that's out there in a way that's really accessible for people and really meaningful as well.
Well, I think thank you, but I think what with my own personal journey has been knowing from a young age I was here for a reason. And you know, again, not from the ego, but from there's something. What is it? Why am I really here? And understanding that, you know, and different things that would happen along my life journey that would open my eyes to the deeper self. And starting to, you know, meditate at a young age and just being always driven by the seeking of truth and inner balance and knowledge, and which created, you know, I got into writing enlightened theater productions and music and, you know, did a business and blah, 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 all the stuff that, you know, people do just to kind of, you know, survive in this density. And then, you know, I lived in India for a while too, and I studied Indian devotional music and elevated myself on that level as well, and then deepened and, you know, lived on the beaches in India and traveled to the spiritual centers and just looking for my own connection. And as I did that and started opening up, I had these prominent visions. A lot of things came to me, and just really not dreams but visions, and you know, with that just came and sort of guided me more and more and more into where I was supposed to go. And a lot of it started to come where I started writing the book, the 2012 Enlightened, probably 12 years ago. And it just sort of, the chapter started to flow through meditation. And then when I was writing the book, it kind of, the meditation, or I'd wake up in the middle of the night and I'd be writing things that came to me in dreams, and of what chapters I was missing or what I was, you know, and where to research things if I didn't have the information. Or, but it's funny, everything that I put in the book I knew before I wrote it, but I just had to verify things and do it. But it's like it was already there,
right?
Because we all have this information. And what it is because we're living in this third dimensional realm, this density, and it's linear. Time is linear in this realm. But our spirit is nonlinear, and it connects to the consciousness. And that consciousness, that's what I was mentioning earlier as well about the 2012, it's already come and gone in the other realm, in the nonlinear realm. So we're just playing our role in this journey. And when we know that and understand that, we know we win. We know that the light consciousness is the next stage in our evolution. The Illuminati and the dark forces don't know that, because they're living in this third dimensional realm of greed and selfishness. And that's their problem. But what we can do is, part of our journey is to enlighten is those people as well, and enlighten the, you know, the bottom elements of the pyramid, because they're the top of the pyramid, and some of them are very evil and they would never change. But there's others that really don't know what they're doing, or don't really know what 2012 is really about. And so we have to enlighten them on the realities of 2012 and the transformation, because they're going to be left behind spiritually. And this is such a big time in our evolution. You don't want to be left behind. You don't want to live where they think they want to live, because it won't be the way they think it's going to be, for sure.
And now, many people that are on that process of awakening start to see things in a different way and become more present to some of these darker elements, and often the experience is that it can be completely overwhelming about how can I, as a drop in the ocean of divine consciousness, as you mentioned earlier on, start to do things in a way that's in alignment with these higher spiritual frequencies rather than, I guess, the denser realms. And do you have some sort of practical insights for people who are in that present moment who are looking to be more of an embodiment of that higher frequency but are confronting the denser realm?
Yeah, I think in the book I cover it, like there's a whole section of the book that talks about that. That's the 2012 Enlightened book.
Mm.
But it explains the vibration, the mantras, who we are, how we, you know, where we've come from, blah, 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 blah. But once we get to this point of trying to help others, the first thing we do is we have to get our balance.
Mm.
We have to become our connection. And we have to let go of the dogma so that we can resonate and vibrate so that we get that strength. But the key is sharing the love and sharing the information.
Mm.
Tell everyone what's happening. And it doesn't have to be in an aggressive way, but just information through love. And share that in a way so that people understand it. Because the pyramid of the dark forces, or the Illuminati, and you know the Bilderberg group, all of these demonic, satanic elements, they're just top-heavy. Underneath it is the infrastructure of the human light that isn't connecting to the light.
Mm.
And those are our brothers, our sisters, our family, friends, the policemen, the like most of the policemen and army people that are out there, they're us. They're the same as us.
Mm.
They're being manipulated. We're in a chess game right now.
Mm.
And they don't even know, we don't even know we're in a chess game. So they've been manipulating us. They've been saying, okay, well, we're going to do this, we're going to do this. They know what they're going to do. They're going to make the markets crash in the next probably 4 to 6 months. They've got plans for martial law. This is all their illusion of power, because they want the new world order. They want to control the world.
Mm.
But they don't get it.
Mm.
And the higher-ups do, because they're just the, you know, the pawns of the satanic forces.
Mm.
But the people underneath that aren't even the pawns. They're just the worker bees.
Mm.
And in what they're doing is they're just thinking, they're not using their discretion, because they haven't developed that divine discretion to discern between right what's going on really and what isn't.
Mm.
But as 2012 comes into the picture, the vibrations are changing. Our awareness is rising. And as our awareness rises and opens, we start to connect in. We can start to plug into truth, like the 911truth.com that's out there about 9/11.
Mm.
And, you know, now we're getting information that the moon landing was a hoax as well.
Mm.
And, you know, people can research that, and they should. The moon landing was a hoax. And it's just, this is NASA.
Mm.
This is NASA. This is the government. This is what John F. Kennedy talked about. You know, prior to being killed, he was going to expose the secret societies and government, the shadow governments, and then he was killed 10 days later. But it's interesting, the day he was killed, he was going to give a speech about UFOs and that we had been contacted.
Mm.
And part of that speech is in the book as well. And, you know, Paul Hillier, who is the former Deputy Prime Minister of Canada and former Defense Secretary, went public and stated that we had been lied to since Roswell about UFOs.
Mm.
So this is NASA. Now, so we have to understand that NASA is an arm of the military. It's not the public sector. And understanding that, then we have to take it with a grain of salt what they say, because they've been lying to us about everything. They don't have credibility anymore.
Mm.
So they come out with a scientist and like they're credible. They're not credible. They've been lying, lying, lying. And people should understand that. So when they talk about planet Nibiru and the elliptical orbit around through our solar system, do we believe them?
Mm.
Or do we believe the fact that, you know, they've been cutting out in Google Sky and all of the other sky star maps, you know, the area in the Orion constellation where Nibiru is coming from. So all of a sudden we're feeling more earthquakes on Earth. We're feeling all of this buzz, this energy shift, and a lot of it's coming because, you know, that's where Nibiru resonates. It has this huge gravitational pull,
mm.
you know, just like when it was first discovered back in 1982 when NASA first discovered it. It was because there was an anomaly in their Orion constellation, and as Pluto, Neptune, etc. would go by that constellation, there was a pull on those planets. So in 1983, NASA sent up a infrared satellite to see what was there. And what they found was the planet of the crossing that was, or the dwarf star, dense mass of two planets, two moons, and this huge dwarf star. And in that, they just, you know, they said in different press releases that it's on elliptical orbit, it's about 8 billion miles away, and then they went silent, and now it doesn't exist. So this is sort of, do we believe them, and are they being honest? Well, who knows? I don't think they're being honest. I don't trust a lot that most that comes out of the government's mouths, because they've been lying to the people for so long. There is no vibration in what they say or do. Everything is greed-oriented and power-oriented, not people-oriented. And, you know, the people have to, you know, take a stand. They have to start understanding we're at war now. And war doesn't mean guns and grenades and, you know, but war in information and sharing that information. So getting back to the original start of this question, what we do is we share the information with the police officers. We share it with people that we know in the military. We share it with everybody and get everybody to understand what's happening. Then they have no power. They're a small minority that are controlling the majority. Once the majority understands what's going on, they're toast. They're done. They have no, they will not survive. That's the battle of Armageddon. That's what will happen. There will be a time when the reckoning comes and they, you know, the battle, blah, blah, blah. It has to go through this process. I mean, the prophecies are there, and it is the process. And every,
there's a very interesting point on the whole aspect of misinformation. And I guess one of the techniques used by this, these darker energies is to actually hide information in the view, the plain view of everyone. And then because of that, it, for whatever reason, it becomes invisible. And I was just wondering that there is so much information out there at the moment. Like, how do people navigate back or attune to the ring of truth when there seems like there's real conscious misinformation in the world, and there's also a lot of people that are really cultivating a real navigation back to truth. And I guess for people in amongst all of that overwhelm with information, how do they really attune to what's really going on?
Well, it starts within, doesn't it? It starts with us tuning in to the frequency of life and the living library, and knowing that we have this connection to the divine light consciousness. We do. We all do. And what we need to do collectively is go inward, stop following the nonsense, get ourselves strong spiritually, and just ask to be connected to the light. When you go to bed, just say, please give me the light. Give me the connection to this light. And also mention that you won't accept any darkness in your life from the dark forces, because there's dark entities. We're on this third dimensional plane, and just beyond this plane, there's, you know, darker entities that will confuse us. A lot of the channeling or clairvoyance that touch in with these people that disguise themselves, this is why a lot of this stuff becomes, you have to be really careful about it. And, you know, we're so interested in colors and, oh, seeing chakra colors or seeing auras, and none of that matters. What matters is, what's our connection like to our inner self, and how does that resonate with the divine light consciousness? Then all of the other things that we talk about and get involved with will manifest the way they're supposed to. So it's just, you know, we allow ourselves, I guess, to get confused and distracted. That's what I mean to say. It's just, let's not get distracted. Go inward. And then all the answers will come to you, because there is only one truth. There's not two truths, five truths, 20 truths. There's one truth of who we are and where we've been and where we're going. One truth. How do we find out what that truth is? Well, don't believe me. Believe yourself and go inward and connect and meditate, and it'll come to you. It just does. Because as you open up that connection, all that information is there for you to access. Because we're part of that. We are all brothers and sisters of this light. And that light, the higher evolved beings, are there just waiting for us to figure out how to turn the key and connect to them so that they can help us. But within where our state of mind or state of being and the higher evolved beings, there's the grosser entities that are more on the astral planes that have died, that are negative or whatever they are. They're just kind of hovering, looking to possess people. So just bypass them. Tell them you're not interested. You don't, and don't allow them. Just tell them you're not allowed to come or talk to me. And every time you deal with the light, you just say, I don't want you anything other than the pure light in my life. Anything else cannot come here. No tricks. And you can, you know, create your own story to tell them, but just don't accept it. Because we are the masters of this density. And this is what we don't know. We are the masters of this realm. But we've given up that because we're so innocent. We're like the little children that are born. When a baby's born, it's innocent. It has this beautiful innocence. And we come up innocent. But these satanic forces and the manipulators, they know that. So they've been misusing us and treating us like, you know, sheep. Just really, we'll use their innocence against them. And that's what they've been doing. Because we want, you know, most of us and all your listeners, I'm sure, want the love and the peace. So why isn't it happening on this plane? Well, it's because the manipulators are lying to us, and in our innocence, we believe them. And we've done that for too long. And they've just positioned themselves where they're pretty well embedded in power. They're creating laws that will keep them in power. They're doing the Patriot Acts, the different attacks on the internet for communication. They're going after all of these things to stop us from achieving the next level or getting them out of power once they get discovered. But now that 9/11's happened, I mean, that was, I believe, their biggest, stupidest thing that they could have done. Because now people are waking up and saying, 9/11, 9/11, what? And once you get the facts and see how they've manipulated and how they did 9/11, just like they killed John F. Kennedy, just like they killed Martin Luther King, just like they killed Tupac Shakur, all these people, is what they've done. And they do it for anyone who comes up and starts teaching love and harmony, and those people that get power, even the John Lennons, the people that wanted change from the old way, they just say, well, let's just kill them. People will mourn for a while, but then they won't have that person's voice in the media anymore. So that's what they do. And they do that all the time. And they've done it to all of our beautiful brothers and sisters that have come to help us and help guide and give love through whatever medium that they were here to give love on. So now, you know, when we get into the 9/11 farce, you know, people are waking up and saying, well, if they did that to 5,000 citizens of the United States, and then they went into Iraq and killed 100,000 or more innocent civilians there, let's be honest now. Do they care about anyone? They don't. And they certainly don't care about anyone, any citizens of the United States. So what does that mean? It means that everything that they're doing, the New World Order, so anyone who talks of a New World Order, the United Nations, all of these things, they're the anti-God, they're Antichrist, they're the things that these people control, the banking systems, this is all coming together now in a state of, and everybody who's listening, research this. Check out the banking systems, the New World Order, for yourselves, and the 9/11 truth. There's a site called 911truth.com, I believe that's what it's called, or .org, that gives all the information about 9/11 and all of the airline pilots and all of the architecture firms and all of the demolition experts from all over the world that are saying lie. It's a big lie. They've cheated and lied. Because the reality is, how can a titanium engine that melts at about 3,000, 3,500 degrees sustained heat, how can it melt in a kerosene-based jet fuel?
Mm.
It's impossible. And they said that these planes vaporized. The one at the Pentagon, it was just a circular hole in the Pentagon. It was a missile that hit the Pentagon. There's 200 cameras in the Pentagon, and not one of them captured an airplane hitting it.
Mm.
And all the airline pilots are laughing. They're saying, ridiculous. There's no way a jet can fly 20 to 30 feet above the ground for a sustained distance because there's no, you need the air to give lift. It would have just crashed.
Mm.
So, I mean, there's so many things that, and then the controlled demolition, and they found nanothermite, which is a military-grade explosive, all in the dust everywhere. And that's why you saw all these videos where you saw molten steel pouring out of the buildings.
Mm.
I mean, you can't melt high-grade steel that's used to melting at around 3,200 degrees Fahrenheit. You can't melt it with jet fuel at 1,500 degrees.
Mm.
I mean, that would just blow up and burn off in a minute.
Mm.
I mean, this is, and people have to realize that George Bush's brother was, you know, involved with the security company that was securing the World Trade Center as
mm-hmm.
well. And there's, so there's a lot of things that when we get into it, we start to see how manipulative and destructive these people are.
Mm.
And first thing we have to do is get them to understand, or people that don't understand, that they're missing the boat.
Mm.
This power that they seek in this realm is not real.
Mm.
And it's going to disappear very fast.
Mm.
And they have no idea, because 2012, like I said, it's the revealing.
Mm.
That's where we're at now.
Mm.
What we're also going to experience is, you know, the great revealing. We have the actual clearing, because it's like having a house that's built and you have bugs in the walls and dirt and filth everywhere. And, you know, what do? Paint over it? No, we don't. We tear down the house. So the earth needs to regenerate. It needs clearing. Our Mother Earth has been polluted. Look at the oil spills. Look at the way these people have manipulated our Earth. Mother Earth doesn't like this.
Mm.
She's part of us. When we have the tachyon light energy, when we realize that that light is integrated with Mother Earth, she's part of us.
Mm.
She's living. She breathes. She has vibration, just like everything in the solar system and the universe does.
Mm.
So she doesn't like this either. So she's going to regenerate and just clear herself. She's going to shake. And when she shakes, that will set the foundation for the golden age, the new transformation, the next stage in our evolution.
Mm.
And that evolutionary process is prophesized.
Mm.
And it's not in all of the, you know, most all of the indigenous peoples around the world and the different religious beliefs and the psychics and the prophets like Edgar Cayce and Nostradamus and Mother Shipton and Bishop of Molokai, all of them talk of these times in different ways. The indigenous peoples, the Mayans, the Hopis, the Aztecs, the Cherokee, the Dagon tribe, the blah, 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 on and on, the Egyptian hieroglyphs, the Vedas, they all talk of these times, the Kali Yuga, this whole critical mass transformation. This is all prophesized. But again, I'll come back to the fact that it is prophesized because it's already happened.
Mm.
We're just playing a role.
Mm.
So our role is to enlighten everyone else. So everything that I'm saying, people should, research it if you don't believe me. Or meditate on it if you don't believe what I say.
Mm.
And feel the vibration of what I say. If it resonates vibrationally, it has to be true.
Mm.
If it doesn't, then, you know, be your own guru and follow what you feel.
Mm.
Because I'm not selling anything. I mean, I have books that I'm selling, but that, like I said earlier, what I'm doing it for. You don't make much money selling the books anyway.
Mm.
You know, you don't make a real living at it, that's for sure.
Mm.
So it's not about the books. It's more about my destiny in this life now is to share the information before the transformation hits. Because the more people that have the information that understand it, the better off we'll be in exposing the darkness. And that's what I'm doing. And that's what I'm trying to do with the book and with the film that we've got coming out in about a month and a half called 2012 Enlightened. So the film will be, is also, it's just being, it's finished, being finished right now.
You pick up a very interesting point, Brad, about this this phenomena where people are actually stepping forward and really actually bringing through like a totally different frequency to planet Earth than we've really experienced before. I was just wondering for people who are feeling that urge internally and they may not understand it, like how should they respond to that urge to step forward and live in a way that may be totally unfamiliar to themselves?
The area of vibration, you mean?
Vibration. So, for example, they may have been orientated by money or power previously, but then all of a sudden that compass ceases to be true for them and they feel moved to live in a completely different way and orientated by by service or by harmony or peace or love. How would you...
You're right. And the old world is dissolving. This whole third dimensional plane is dissolving. There's a huge shift coming now. And part of that shift, I mean, it's not just a physical shift. There's a spiritual shift happening. And understanding that everything works on vibrational and frequencies, the frequencies are changing. The frequency of our whole solar system is changing. We have the Schumann resonance, which was resonating at around 8.6 cycles, I think, per second. This is what the military would use to gauge time, basically. And this Schumann resonance is the Earth's heartbeat, basically. And now it's up to around 11.7 cycles a second. And this is all within the last 10, 15 years. So all of a sudden, the cycle's changing, the frequency's changing. The whole solar system is like this. It's not just the Earth. And this is creating a change. So all of a sudden, the daytime period that we've got, this 24-hour day, is now going by faster and faster and faster. It feels like 16 hours now. All of a sudden, boy, what happened to the day? You know, what happened to the month? What happened to the year? Because everything's speeding up. And part of this, what scientists are saying is as this speeds up and hits around 12, 13 cycles a second, that's when we'll experience the pole shift.
Right.
So the Earth's magnetic poles are starting to shift, and you know that's a whole other long topic, but with the vibration and the frequencies of everything, so as these frequencies change, we're feeling the change. So old relationships that aren't working are kind of being, people are leaving them. They're trying, it's like I need time for me to evolve, and those that are trying to evolve will want that consistency and things within their realm. So people are starting retreats or getting together with collectively, which we're doing as well. We're building a retreat in Alberta and trying to get, doing the same thing. So you get like-minded people to be part of that. And the whole idea is when we set the foundations properly, you know, that is the new age. The next generation is the start. It's the new Noah. It's the new age. There will be clearing, and people shouldn't be afraid of it. Just position yourself spiritually with what you need to do, and that will make it so much better.
Excellent. Now, Brad, we're inundated with questions this week, and they're all incredibly thought-provoking, and I'll just sort of ask some of those now. How are you doing time-wise, Brad? Are you okay if we maybe go 10 minutes over today?
Sure.
Because I just think the number of questions that came through were really, it was great. And there's so many things that people want to know about, so it'd be great if you could hang on for an extra 10 minutes.
It's all good. And right. just while we're there, there's a lot of information they can get on the website, 2012enlightened.com as well.
Yeah.
You know, because there's an expansion of what I'm saying, and even, you know, again, the book will help with whatever we don't talk on as well. I'm not trying to push the book. I'm just letting people know because it's such an in-depth topic, and each element that we talk about has so much more to it than what we can talk about in a short period.
Absolutely. I guess we've really got that sense on our prequel, actually. It's almost like each one of these elements works in and of their own right and could easily have like a whole series of calls dedicated just to the exploration of one of the concepts. But,
easily,
But I guess in the time we have available, just pulling together all these different elements in the way that you've done so far, it's been phenomenal. Great. So I'm just going to kick off with a question from Aidan, who's in Turkey. And Aidan asks, what kind of changes in the physical conditions of the world we're living in right now should we expect?
Well, I think Aidan should know, and your listeners should know, is that we're going to expect, I think in the short term, we're going to probably see a market crash. The Illuminati and those in control and wanting the new world order want to set in motion a series of events so they get control of the world and downsize the population. That is what their goal is. And that is not hearsay, it's just reality of what they want to do. And so their goal is to create havoc, and the way to do that is by create an attack on the money markets. And so I feel over the next few years, or not few years, next, probably by the fall, you're going to start to see the money markets collapse. They're already talking about the U.S. dollar not being the currency of the world. They're trying to build it into an Amero, and there's a lot of things that they're changing. So first of all, in a short sentence or two, you'll see changes in the monetary system. There'll probably be a crash. There'll probably be another H1N1 virus that comes out. They're doing that already, and they're with the chemtrails in the skies right now. They're polluting us and trying to lower our immune system. So they're doing that for a reason as well. And people, please look up chemtrails on the internet and find out what that's all about. Because they're doing that and people are feeling it. They're getting the, you know, coughs everywhere and chest, you know, irritations. It's like you got a cold that just won't go away, or it'll go away for a week and come back for a few days. And a lot of that is the chemtrails. But so you're going to see more of that information, all of that. You'll probably see in the next few, probably by the end of 2011, alien contact a lot more than there is already. We're already seeing the vortexes in the skies, like in Norway, and I think there was another one in, where was it, Australia? Or was it Australia? I forget where the other one, but there was one in China, one in Russia, and there's one in, I think it was Australia just recently. And again, NASA and the, you know, they come out and say, oh, it's a missile that went off and started spiraling. No, those are vortexes that are opening up in the sky, and everyone who understands what a vortex is knows it. So again, NASA lying to the people. But what's happening is they also know they're going to have to tell the truth, because sooner or later, as the shift happens, the alien presence will become obvious, because it just will. Our quarantine will be lifted as our consciousness is lifted. So we're going to see that, and then we will see the final element will be the Earth changes, the actual clearing, which will be in the form of a pole shift or something along those lines.
So there's lots of actually been said about the pole shifts, and what's your interpretation of what that will mean on the physical level of Earth?
Well, when a pole shift happens, the Earth is spinning at about 1,000 kilometers an hour. So when a pole shift happens, it stops spinning. What happens then is the water displacement happens. So the water keeps moving. So you're going to get not 30-foot, 50-foot waves. You're going to get 2-mile high waves that'll go crash across. You're also going to get land subduction. So you get landmass subduction. You're going to have one weaker plate going under the other plates, and where the land is soft, you're going to have mountain building, or you're going to have volcanic activity. So the safer places to be is on a plate, like a rock plate, like they have in Alberta, they have them in Russia, they have them in Africa, they have places in central United States, I believe there's a few places. And you want it high enough. So all of these things are going to happen. You're going to have the pole shift, this land subduction, you're going to have volcanoes, you're going to have all of this. So all of this will set one thing off. The West Coast is not safe to a safe place to be. And I know I've heard certain people talk, not mentioning names, but that they think their consciousness, if they meditate, it'll save that. And we have to be realistic about this consciousness saving the Earth from what we are, from the cataclysmic element. First of all, the reason we have to put it in perspective is that I don't know anyone who can, any light workers or whatever, that can put out a candle with their attention or even make it flicker with their attention. So when you have massive earth changes, to say we're all 1,000 people are going to meditate and stop that, it's not real. And it's not that it's not a good thing. Don't get me wrong. It's not like it's not a good thing to be collective and meditate together. But put it in perspective and be humble and allow Mother Earth to do what she needs to do to clear the process. We have to have a clearing to get rid of the dirt and the filth that has been created by the Illuminati and the New World Order and those people, and to start things fresh.
Mm.
We have to have that. And it's not a bad thing.
Mm.
People shouldn't fear the death. They should understand that this shell, this container, we've had many containers for our spirit.
Mm.
And it's just temporary on this plane for this time. So if we really want to help the Earth right now, is spread the light through the conscious understanding of what's going on and help people put their attention on the truth. Because the last thing you want to do is be thinking, well, I'm going to meditate and there won't be any problem, and then all of a sudden be watching a 2-mile-high wave coming your way.
Mm.
You want to say, I mean, if that happens, you want to be in a place where you accept it already. You're not in fear of it.
Mm.
Or you're in a safe place where you can help start the new age.
Mm. Mm. So I think that's going to be an important distinction you just made there with the fear and love. And how do people keep aligning with the love frequency, even though the things that they've been, I guess, infiltrating their consciousness may actually conjure up a fear of what's to come?
Yeah, well, there's nothing to fear.
Mm.
The worst case is we die, and we've died many times.
Mm.
You know, death takes a minute, 2 minutes, 5 minutes, and we're dead. You know, it's living in fear between now and that moment is living death for a year, 2 years, or 3 years.
Mm.
So why live death? Live life. Live spiritual. Put our attention on what we can control, not what we can't control. And don't try to control things that we shouldn't want to control.
Mm.
Let the Earth do what she knows best. We don't. She knows what she needs to do. And if she has to clear and help us, you know, establish the new age of humankind and the new golden age, spiritual age, then let her do that.
Mm.
And let's support it and not worry about if we're going to die or not die.
Mm.
And use your own vibration to guide you to where you should be.
Mm.
And that's the key. It's just, that's how we need to position ourselves, not by worry and fear.
Mm.
And 2012 is not about fear. We can create fear out of it if we want. But it's not about fear. It's about love, and it's about transformation, and it's you know, it's like we're children.
Mm.
We're all children, and we're this infants that we need a safe place to play,
mm.
a safe place to grow. And the world isn't safe with the people that are in control now,
mm.
and they've embedded themselves so strongly into this system, and they're so deceitful and manipulative and dark, ugly elements that, you know, we are used to seeing them.
Mm.
But that's not who we are.
Mm.
Not at all.
Mm.
We're light. We're beautiful light beings. And our connection to the higher realms and the higher connection is who we are.
Mm.
So let's take our attention off the lower self. take our connection off the lower densities and start positioning ourselves to the light, because that's where we where we're going and where who we are.
Great, excellent answer. And this one comes from Jocelyn, who's in the United States, and Jocelyn asks, one of my friends, a professional psychic, said they received information that many advanced spiritual beings are involved in a major project to raise Earth's consciousness. Do you feel this as well? And if so, can you shed more light on it, about the project, when it will occur in Earth time, and how we will be affected, and what we can do to best prepare for change?
Now, that's similar to the question that we were just talking about. A lot, what it is the psychic, and again, the consciousness, I think, it's important that we allow ourselves to align with ourselves. I feel that when we start going outward, going to psychics for their insight, we're giving up our power. When we're going outward to churches or gurus, we're giving up our power of self. And I don't mean ego power, I mean power of our own development. Because to develop our spiritual self is very subtle, and we need to become more subtle so that we can vibrate at the frequency of the next dimension, the next plane. And if we don't allow ourselves to become subtle, if we start going outward for answers everywhere and say, well, they say, then we're not trusting our own vibration, our own, and our own understanding. So we need to start there. We need to trust ourselves and go inward and find our own balance and our own path. And from there, all those questions will be answered.
Excellent. Now, this one comes from Nicola, who's in the United Kingdom. And Nicola asks, I am in a state of chaos at the moment, with an innate awareness of a deeper spiritual awakening in the not-too-distant future. Part of the chaos for me is letting go of deep-rooted patterns and letting go of the old me. Is it possible to speed up the chaos and integration process, or is there an element of needing to be in the chaos in order to find the stillness before moving on? I'm spiritually impatient.
The chaos, I think everybody's feeling the chaos, and it's translating what the chaos is. We're feeling it vibrationally. It becomes this unsettled feeling to a lot of people. They're starting to feel, oh, there's something happening. I don't know. I want to move. I want to, it's like, it's almost like a squirming spiritually. And it's not a bad thing, but what that chaos is that she's talking about is true. There's deep-rooted patterns that we've established in this lower self or lower density. And when we let go of those patterns, the old person or the old illusions start to disappear, and we start aligning ourselves with what's coming, the spiritual connection. So there's a lot of people that are in the middle. They're trying to hold on to that past illusion of, you know, 9-to-5 jobs, this and this, trying to work that process when, you know, that process is disappearing a lot quicker than people know. And the key is to align with what's coming and not what was. And I think that's what she needs to do, is, you know, find the stillness that she's talking about. And don't be spiritually impatient. Just be in meditation and try really hard to find that balance, because that will, you know, allow her to align with what's coming, you know, the transformational age. Because we need a lot of, the new age needs spiritual foundations. So not everyone's going to die. There'll be transition. This is actually a beautiful time to be alive. We've chosen this time. Everybody who's listening's chosen this time to be here. We didn't come here out of fear, because in the state of spirit, We knew this was a very special time for our evolution. So let's use it. Let's take the role that we're supposed to play, get out there and spread the word of, but not in fear. Don't, you know, understand what's coming. Don't fear what's coming. And just align with the light consciousness, because that's where the truth is. And go inward. Don't go to psychics. Don't go outward and try to find the answers somewhere else. Go in. We all have the connection. You don't have to go to anyone else for the connection. Be your own guru and master. That's the key. Be your own guru.
Excellent. Excellent thoughts. Well, Brad, we're literally coming to the end of our time together today, and like, I'd actually love to have you back on the program, because really we've touched on such a wide terrain, and I know it's a topic of deep fascination for people, and I guess with all the questions that have come in, hopefully people have really, whether we addressed your questions specifically or not, I'm sure you'll agree that you've gathered deep insight into this time, and I'd certainly really love to continue on this conversation later on in the year, and certainly keep bringing this new level of awareness to planet Earth.
Yeah, it's needed, very much so. Right,
yeah.
Now,
for people who would love to find out more about your work, Brad, I was just wondering if you could share your website and also how they can get their hands on a book, and also if you're doing any live events in the near future.
Yeah, I'll be doing some seminars starting in September, depending on what happens in the markets, but I plan to try to keep going, and there will be a film released, 2012 Enlightened, and that should be released based on all these topics that we're talking about, and the film will be out in September, I believe, and the book that has all this information is called 2012 Enlightened, and you can, if people would like to purchase it, they can get it at 2012enlightenedbook.com, 2012enlightenedbook.com, and or the website is 2012enlightened.com, which is just the website with different information. Now we're building more and more onto that website as well. And what we're also doing is building a sustainable community, a spiritual community. And so anyone who wants info on joining that community for, you know, after the 2000 or during this next realm or this next segment of 2012 as we come into 2012. So we're going to be building this prior to the major changes. So anyone who wants information, they can just contact us through 2012enlightened.com, the website. And what else I mention is just everyone try to share the understanding. Go out and talk to police officers about the chemtrails in the sky. Go out and talk to members of parliament or senators or congressmen or whoever is out there and tell them what's going on and see where they're, you know, and just say that you're concerned and that they should represent you. And I think that's what people need to do. Just tell everyone. So when things do start happening, there's doubt in a lot of their minds. You know, the police, the armies, the, you know, the civilians, everyone will have an idea of what's going on, and it won't be a surprise. And, you know, that's how we can win this thing and make it vibrate properly.
Absolutely. No, it's definitely a big theme for my own life, the whole notion of representation and I guess this new wave of true sovereigns of humanity, people who are bypassing the denser qualities of self-interest and really looking at sharing information and bringing together solutions that can really be put in place for the betterment of all humanity and all humankind, regardless of culture, race, creed here on planet Earth. And I just really wanted to take this opportunity, Brad, to just really honour and acknowledge the work that you're doing in the world. It's a real bright light to bring this this awareness to planet Earth in the way that you're doing. And I just wanted to acknowledge you for that.
Well, thank you very much. And I hope everyone who's listened tonight and today will do their part. Join the battle. Let's get to work. You know, the new age is coming, and we're setting the tone. We're building. We're the building blocks. We're the golden bricks of this new age. So everybody's part of that. We all have a role to play.
Mm.
And you know, just it'll come together. Just stand together.
Excellent. Now for people at home who are contemplating this time ahead, I was just wondering if you had any final last words to share with them on how best to navigate this time.
Well, first of all, it would be go inward. Like I said earlier a few times, it's really important that we don't identify with outward things, other gurus, all these other things, these falsehoods. Go inward and just find who you really are and connect to the light consciousness. Sit quiet and ask at night for the light to come in you and guide you. And it will. I mean, it's there waiting. And it's not attached to any religion or religious belief or dogma or clairvoyant or master or anything. It's just you. It's your connection. And use it. You're part of the, you know, the living library. You know, use your library card. You know, open the door and start accessing who you are. And all this information I'm telling you, you can verify within yourself. And again, the book has a lot of information, 2012 Enlightened, the book. And, you know, again, the community we're building is a sustainable community. So it'll be very spiritual and very sustainable and for like-minded people. And everyone's welcome. So that's, I would just say, stay happy and do not worry. Just imbibe the love that's out there to be imbibed, because it's there. We just have to access it now.
Awesome. Great. And this opportunity also to thank everyone at home for being a part of this conversation. That the People You Should Meet program has been running for every week for 3 years now, and it's just this practice of meeting with each other from wherever you are in the world on a collective basis and coming together and exploring these ideas and not only exploring them but also sharing and disseminating them around the world with your friends, your loved ones, that really make this whole process a real important part of this transition. And the level of questions we received in this week were really thoughtful, and as always, the feedback that we receive from listeners as well is always lovely to receive. So just wanted to thank everyone at home for being a very important part of this process, and without it, this show certainly couldn't be in the form that it is today. So thank you.
And I think everyone should thank you for putting these shows together, because I think that's a very important element as far as sharing information and getting information out there. So thank you as well.
Yeah, for those who may not know much about the program, it is a real show of our times, I think. I feel like, and just being able to come together and just represent what it's like to be human and to explore these themes and to work consciously to co-create a better world is really what the program's all about. So it's just a real privilege for me to share this space with you all around the world.
Well, thank you very much.
Great. So, thank you, Brad. It's been a real pleasure, and I've grown tremendously over the past hour, and I'm sure everyone at home will have as well. And we look forward to having you back on the program very, very soon.
Well, thank you. Have a beautiful day.
Cool. Take care, everyone.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye.